stance of the party is that our members of parliament are going to be sworn in and they are attending the swearing-in ceremony. But our members of parliament are not going to sit in when President Mugabe opens parliament. They are not going to be there. They are not going to attend.
What difference does this make, considering that the 8th parliament will be under President Mugabe's government?
Well, the difference is that we do not legitimize his presidency because it was begotten by theft, by fraud, and we do not recognize it. We respect the people of Zimbabwe who voted. We respect the people who voted for our members of parliament because they did that under very unfair circumstances. But we do not respect a person who is president as a result of a fraud.
Are you going to continue challenging the re-election of President Mugabe?
Certainly, certainly. We are going to be struggling against this theft, the theft that happened to the people of Zimbabwe. We are urging the people of Zimbabwe to remain united, to remain focused on the need to change, to bring change in this country. There is nothing that is going to come from the regime of ZANU-PF. Unemployment is going to be there. The economic challenges are going to be there. Water and electricity are going to be as scarce as they've already begun to be until we have change in this country.